Bailout Nation. New polls show Greek voters support European bailouts.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf. Online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for Jeremy Hobson. A poll this weekend shows Greek voters are supporting politicians who favor the European Union bailout of Greece. Elections in Greece earlier this month rattled the markets when voters came out in favor of political groups that opposed the EU bailout and the austerity measures that came with it. Our own Stephen Beard is in Athens. He joins us now. Stephen, what is the mood like in the Greek capital right now?
Well, it's about 3 months since I was here last, and I can tell you, today, in this city, standing here on the streets of Athens, I can see the deterioration in that time. This is a city, obviously, on the slide. It's a lot grubbier than it was. There's a lot more graffiti, a lot more begging as well. The mood is depressed.
Now, Stephen, in the last election, Greek voters were favoring some politicians who rejected the austerity measures that came along with the bailout that Greece received from the European Union. Does it look like the Greeks will vote the same way in the future?
The latest opinion polls suggest that one of the mainstream parties that negotiated the bailout is edging ahead. And if those polls are correct, this could mean that after the next election, we could see a government here in Athens that won't seek a confrontation with the IMF and the Eurozone's and Greece's European partners. It won't reject the bailout terms out of hand. But, you know, even the mainstream parties here now say that the bailout terms have to be renegotiated, they have to be softened, something which the German government has refused to consider. It said to Greece, if you don't deliver on your commitments to cut your budget and to reform, you won't get any more money.
Are there worries that, Greece will get kicked out of the Eurozone in Greece?
Well, many Greeks say the Germans are bluffing, that they wouldn't dare to let Greece fall out of the Eurozone because the whole thing then might unravel. But I think the Greeks are worried, certainly the ones I've spoken to. They are very anxious about being pushed out of the euro. They fear the inflationary chaos that might follow. But equally, they can't stand any more austerity. And they say austerity isn't working. People are suffering. Unemployment for the young has hit 50%. So the Greeks really are between a rock and a hard place.
Our own Stephen Beard on the streets of Athens. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Stacey.
Word today, China may launch an economic stimulus program to help spur growth. And global markets love stimulus. That's helping counteract some worries about Spain this morning. Germany's DAX is up 0.5%. Paris's CAC 40 is down 0.1%. Asian markets were mostly up. The Shanghai Composite Index jumped 1.2%. Greece might be calmer today, but worries about a possible banking crisis in Spain have the euro hovering around a two-year low, $1.25 for a euro this morning. U.S. markets were closed yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended last week on a down note at 12,454. What was once one of the largest law firms in the country filed for bankruptcy last night. After months of financial turmoil, Dewey & LaBeouf plans to liquidate. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
At its peak, Dewey & LaBeouf employed 1,300 lawyers around the globe and served clients like General Motors and eBay. But like many law firms, its business suffered during the financial crisis and economic downturn, and it was on the hook for millions of dollars in salary guarantees to many of its partners. As debts piled up, most of Dewey's 300 partners have left for other firms in recent months. Bill Singer is a partner at Herskovitz PLLC. He says Dewey's demise was a long time in coming.
The stench of death around Dewey for the last year or two was such that many partners were leaving, many clients were leaving, and it was just a situation that it couldn't survive.
Several law firms have filed for bankruptcy since the recession began. Dewey will keep about 90 employees around to wind down the business. That leaves hundreds who have already lost their jobs, looking for work in a tough legal market. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money Podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
Today is primary day in Texas, and teachers will be watching a few key votes to gauge the state's support for schools and students. Last year, the Texas legislature cut nearly $5.5 billion from education. That upset Texas parents, and now education is a big campaign issue. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
The number of students enrolled in Texas schools has gone up every year by about 80,000. Sherry Greenberg teaches public policy at the University of Texas.
For the first time, there was a decision made for public education to, in fact, not fund that growth.
Usually in polls, only a small percentage of Texans have said education is the issue they care about the most. James Henson runs the Texas Politics Project.
People that pay attention to education are always waiting for it to sort of be something that moves the needle in a big way.
That may have happened with last year's cuts. Carolyn Boyle runs the Texas Parent PAC. That's a group that endorses candidates, both Democrats and Republicans, who make education a priority.
There's many people who said enough is enough. We need people coming to the Capitol in Austin who know about schools, who care about schools, and have courage.
Boyle says more than 20 candidates are running on their experience in education. And like Boyle, they're worried about teachers getting laid off and classes getting too big. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And finally, airlines are building bigger planes with bigger overhead bins. New 787s and 737s from Boeing feature bigger bins with curved doors to accommodate bigger roller bags. Airlines have been banking billions of dollars in bag check fees since 2008. That revenue fell for the first time last year because we've all started stuffing more and more things into larger and larger carry-on bags. The bigger bins are meant to ease the boarding process, but we'll probably just respond with bigger bags. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.